Airplane Intel Podcast, episode 57. In this bonus episode, Don flies solo to talk about something new. We've talked a lot about buying and maintaining an airplane, so today, Don tells us how to sell your airplane and structure the deal.
Welcome to the Airplane Intel Podcast, the show for aircraft owners, pilots, and mechanics. It's our goal to save you money and make your flying safer so you can get the most out of your airplane. Featuring the pre-buy guys with over 60 years combined experience flying, maintaining, and managing all types of aircraft. We will share practical advice, strategies, and tips to help make aircraft ownership simple, safe, and cost-effective. So stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome to another installment of the Airplane Intel Podcast. We're an aviation podcast that talks about the ins and outs of aircraft ownership. It's our goal to help you make safer and smarter decisions when it comes to buying, maintaining, and now selling your airplane. I'm Adam, I'm an AMPIA and a pilot, and in just a moment I'll be joined by my co-host Don, an AMP, ATP, CFI, and type-rated pilot, among many other things. In a few minutes, Don will be telling you about how we can help you sell your airplane, from preparing it to be sold to structuring the deal. In case you're new to the show, check out all of our past episodes where we compare different airplanes, interview airplane owners and industry experts, and of course, give you inside information on buying an airplane. You can check out our episode archives and show notes at airplaneintelpodcast.com. And if you enjoy our show, please let us know by leaving a rating and review in the Apple Podcast app or the Stitcher Radio app. You can also help sponsor the show and receive bonus content by becoming a patron at patreon.com/prebuyguys. All one word. Now, before I hand it over to Don, let's get to today's news. Now, you may have noticed that we haven't covered the news in a while, and that is partially because of some feedback I've been receiving from listeners lately, who said basically they just want us to cut to the chase and get to the topic at hand. And in some areas, I agree with that because it actually makes the recordings go a lot faster and helps me get episodes out a little bit more frequently. Not to mention, you can find all of the aviation-related news on the other various podcasts that are out there, and of course, all the major aviation news websites. However, I do want to cover news that's relevant to you as an aircraft owner or prospective buyer, and that's why we're going to cover some news right now. So this news comes to us from the FAA. And this is actually pretty good. It says FAA relaunches ADS-B out rebate. The FAA recently announced it's relaunching its $500 ADS-B rebate program effective immediately and through October 11th, 2019. The agency is making $4,900,000 available under the rebate program, which will fund approximately 9,792 ADS-B out installations. Now, as many of you know, as of January 1, 2020, aircraft flying in airspace, where a transponder is necessary today, will be required to be equipped with compliant ADS-B out technology. The FAA says, quote, "The ADS-B mandate is not going away. We're about 15 months from January 1, 2020 deadline, and now is the time for aircraft owners to equip." And of course, the AOPA welcomes the rebate's return, saying, quote, "Pilots across America thank Acting Administrator Elwell for reopening the ADS-B out rebate that will make our skies safer and more efficient by incentivizing even more pilots to adopt the cutting-edge technology. This is the last opportunity for GA aircraft owners to take advantage of the FAA rebate in meeting the 2020 deadline," said AOPA President and CEO Mark Baker. The previous rebate program, which ran from September 19, 2016 to September 18, 2017, issued more than 10,000 rebate payments. As before, there are five steps aircraft owners should follow to meet the mandate and receive the $500 rebate. Number one, purchase the equipment and schedule installation. Number two, obtain a rebate reservation code by reserving a position online. Number three, install the equipment. Number four, conduct the required equipment performance validation and get an incentive code. And then finally, number five, claim the $500 rebate online using the rebate reservation code and incentive code. As with the earlier rebate program, the rebate program is available only to those who have not yet equipped their aircraft. To help determine which ADS-B products might be best for your aircraft, go to the AOPA ADS-B selection tool online, which I'll link in the show notes. In addition to the ADS-B rebate reservation portal, the FAA's Equipped ADS-B Out website lists FAA-certified ADS-B equipment and features an equipage database searchable by aircraft type and model. So I'll go ahead and link the AOPA's ADS-B site and the FAA's equip site into the show notes. And obviously, you know, there's no way around this, guys. So this rebate program does help offset some of the costs involved in equipping with ADS-B out. And as you know, the equipment, since this last rebate program took place last year, has become more affordable. So the rebate, therefore, becomes a little bit higher impact and makes the transition to ADS-B out a little bit more affordable. So anyway, that's all the news I wanted to cover today. So I'm going to hand it over to Don.
Hey, hi, Mr. Airplane Owner, or Mrs. Airplane Owner. Yeah. Hey, my name's Don, and I'm here to have a frank talk with you about that airplane of yours. Are you moving up or moving out? Well, I've been in the airplane business a long time. 76 years old. Yeah, I started when I was 13, and I went to Aviation Trades High School in Manhattan, New York. 17, I was qualified to be an A&P mechanic, but I wasn't quite old enough. So I'm going to talk about that jet airplane, or maybe it's a piston airplane, or maybe it's a turboprop. Any airplane worth more than $250,000, we can help you out. We're the pre-buy guys, yeah, and we do pre-buys on airplanes, but I'm going to talk about selling your airplane. I've been an entrepreneur, 40 years. Yeah, and I have dealt with thousands, close to 4,000 salesmen. And I saw some shortcomings. I met a couple of really good ones, but a lot of them, they don't work on weekends. I don't understand why. But anyway, to sell your airplane, it's a 7-day-a-week job. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get your airplane exposure. We have many websites. We have websites and podcasts and YouTubes, the pre-buy guys. Check us out. We had 1 million hits last year. Matter of fact, Adam just interviewed one of my old-time customers with the CJ Citation Jet with Wingwitz. He just interviewed him, and we had 40,000 hits. He had 5 offers to sell his airplane. He took the highest offer, of course, and he moved up to a CJ3. Yeah, Citation, yeah. Well, maybe you have a piston or turboprop too. We could help you out. Here's what we do. Let's say you got a Citation. Okay, we're going to go to your office, wherever it is, and we're going to scrutinize your computerized aircraft maintenance reports, your logbooks, your flight operation data, and all those kind of things that make an airplane move. Because we want to know what we're selling. We don't want to mislead anybody. And we're going to suggest the method of selling this airplane. In most cases, it'll be live video on YouTube. Yeah, people like that live video when they're buying an airplane. We're going to go behind the cockpit door and show all the features and which buttons you push to get what results and how the seats adjust. And we're going to have a very pretty presentation. And then we're going to go in front of the cabin door and explain the avionics. So we're going to appeal not only to the passengers, but to the flight crew also, because a lot of times the pilot is helping pick out the airplane. But then more comes. Yeah, we're going to do a flight. Yep, we're going to do a flight. If it's a Citation, we're going to go to Orlando. And we're going to ask you to commit for 1 month in Orlando. Adam lives there, and he is a Citation mechanic. He's not only a mechanic, but he's a pilot. And he's not only an A&P, but he's inspector authorized. That means he can straighten out some of them problems in your logbooks. Now, Orlando is the best place to sell a jet. A Citation especially, because you have a Citation service center right there. Not only that, but it's a world destination, easy to get to. And if the buyer brings company with them that aren't really airplane interested, they have all kinds of entertainment in Orlando, all kinds of lodging. And Adam will pick you up at the airport and bring you to the airplane. Yep, And if you want to flight test the airplane, we could do that too, but you'll have to pay, you know, the expense of operation and for the crew. So what are we going to do in the flight test? Yeah, we're going to show all the features of this airplane. Yep. And then when we land in Orlando, we're going to put that airplane where it's easy to get to. So under the new tax laws, oh man, you accountants know about that. Isn't it a sweet deal? You don't have to trade your old airplane in to keep the depreciation on it. You could deal with cash now. Yeah, you could deal with cash. And that's what it's all about, cash. Because we want to get you that cash. Because if you trade it into a dealer, he's got to inventory it. He doesn't know how long he's going to keep it. It's much better dealing with cash. Yeah. And what about moving out? Well, moving out's easy. You just got the cash. So what kind of airplanes do we do? Well, we do all kinds. Yeah, I've done pre-buys on Falcons and lots of models. And I used to be type-rated on Citations. I also have an AMP and also airline transport rating, single and multi-engine airplanes. And I'm a certified flight instructor with the instrument instructor rating. Yeah. Also, I'm a ground instructor, yeah. And I started 135 operations, yeah. Remember old Piedmont Airlines back here in North Carolina? Yeah, they used to have a fleet of Boeing 737s. And they took on, when they had their old conveyors, they took on essential service routes. And then once they got their Boeings, they were sorry they did it. So I started an airline for them. Yep, and that was fun. Yeah, we had a fleet going around serving all these essential service airports. And it freed up the 737s from longer range flights. So that's what we do. We service you. And it all starts off at your home airport. Yep, we'll go over your records, maintenance records, and decide what's good and what's bad about your airplane and how to present it. And we'll all be in agreement. Then we'll put it someplace where everybody can get to it really easy. Now, let's say it's a piston or turboprop. Well, I'm here in Pinehurst, North Carolina, KSOP. Yep, first-class airport with lots of amenities. Golf? Oh, yeah, golf, every place. And it's becoming a really resort area. We have just about every restaurant you could think of and all the best hotels, and it's just fabulous. So I'm going to pick the buyer up at Raleigh Durham, short way up north, up the road from here. I'm going to bring them to the airplane. If they want to just take a look, that's fine. Or if they want to spend a day or so, no problem. And bring them right back to Raleigh Durham Airport. Easy pickup, easy drop-off, easy return. And if the person is serious about buying the airplane, I'm sure he's going to want to flight test it, so long as they're willing to pay the expense of that and the crew. Yeah, we'll do that. Sure. Uh-huh. So the new tax relief laws are in your favor, and I guess you accountants know all about it now. The end of the year's coming. Plan ahead. Time to move up or move out. And we're the guys to move you really quick because we have the connections. Yeah, Adam is my audiovisual guy, and he does a fabulous job. Look at our podcast. We had 1 million hits. 1 million? Yeah, between the YouTubes, the podcast, and the website last year. Yeah. So we're the guys that will get you that cash.
It's time for the tip of the week.
Well, we're in a new age right now. We're in the Trump era tax relief. So you airplane owners, you are lucky people, because now you can sell your airplane without having to trade it in if you're trading up, whether you're getting out or getting into a bigger model jet. You deserve all the tax relief you can get and the best price for your airplane. And that's why we're here. We're here to get you the best price. Now, how do we do that? Well, first of all, you got to be experienced. And I've been in the pre-buy business for 35 years. I have dealt with a lot of airplanes, thousands of salesmen. And I found a few good salesmen, but I never sold an airplane when I was a salesman. I always sold the deal. And that's what we're going to do for you. We're going to sell your deal. So how does this work? Well, first of all, you got to know the airplane. You got to have a maintenance background. I'm 76 years old. Been in my mechanics training started when I was 13 years old. And I'm thoroughly familiar with the computerized aircraft maintenance reports, you know, flight operations, your flight department, your logbooks, and all the various things about that jet airplane of yours. So what we intend to do is to present your airplane to 1 million people. So what are we going to do for you? First of all, we're going to visit your home base, and we're going to spend some time going over all your computerized aircraft maintenance reports, your logbooks, your operations. And then as we're doing this, we're going to be audiovisual. We're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to have a first-class video. And then we're going to fly the airplane. Yeah, fly the airplane. People want action. They want to make sure that that airplane flies good. There's nothing wrong with it. It'll be a pleasurable experience. So we're going to ask you to leave it in Orlando for 1 month, and we're going to sell that airplane. Yep. And now, with the new tax relief from Trump, you can deal with cash. You don't have to trade in to move up to another airplane if you're moving up. Because, you know, the dealer has to inventory it, and it costs money to do that. But here you got cash now, and you can make your best deal. So you're just getting out. You don't moving down or moving out. Okay, now you got the cash in your pocket. Good. And by the way, I started 135 Airlines. If your airplane qualifies for 135 without a big expense, I'm going to let the buyer know. If maybe he wants to put it right on a certificate, and I will help him put it on a certificate. Yeah. Yep, I'll help him do the paperwork. And that's all part of the service. And so what if you have a different type of airplane, turboprop, piston airplane? Well, maybe it shouldn't be in Orlando. You know, it's not, you know, let's say a $200,000 or $300,000 airplane you just want to sell. You could bring it right here to me in KSOP, Pinehurst, another resort area, North Carolina. Plenty of golf, lots of entertainment. The place is booming. But anyway, that's the service we're going to offer. We're going to have a live videos. Man, it's going to knock your socks off. But we understand now that tax time's coming around. Books are closing for everybody. And you might need that tax relief. So why not cash in on it right now? Let us go ahead and get that airplane on the market. Expose it to everybody. Because these YouTube videos are unbelievable. You know, we've got such a response from YouTube videos. And this is something a little different we're doing. This is to sell your airplane and get you the most money, save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I hope you join in with us and give me a call. Let's talk about it some more. I'm at area code 910-528-7769. And if you want to email me, it's the word pre-buy. Yeah, very simple. I got that word locked up. P-R-E-B-U-Y. Prebuy at gmail.com. Yep. And looking forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for that information, Don. So in a nutshell, to sell your airplane quickly, fairly, and honestly, you've got to think like a buyer. You've got to make information available, make sure all the records are in order, know the inspection status of the airplane, know the value of the squawks and deferred maintenance your airplane might have, price the airplane accordingly, and market it to the right people. And of course, we can help make that process much easier and the sale happen much faster. Now, I'm working on putting a webpage together that will summarize everything Don mentioned today. But in the meantime, head on over to the show notes for this episode at airplaneintelpodcast.com. And if you want to join in on the conversation, ask your questions, or even be interviewed on the show, send an email to feedback@airplaneintelpodcast.com. Easy enough, right? Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap it up for me today. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know your time is valuable, so we appreciate you hanging out. Now, Don's going to stick around for an after show to give you a buyer's perspective on selling your airplane, so stay tuned for that. Also, we've got some big episodes coming out in the coming weeks, including 3 interviews that you probably won't want to miss. In fact, in a few days from now, I'll be posting an interview we did with an aviation tax specialist to discuss all your tax questions when it comes to buying, flying, and selling your airplane. It'll be an audio podcast as well as a YouTube video, so be sure to check that out. Anyways, until next time, stay safe and keep the greasy side down, and stick around for Don's after show. Are you still here? The conversation continues at the after show starting right now.
You folks have done it right your whole life. You're airplane owners. That means you have deep pockets. Yep, and we're here, Adam and I, to protect those deep pockets and to make a happy, successful, agreeable aircraft purchase. Because we call ourselves the honest brokers. I know you never heard that term before. I don't think there's ever been honest brokers out there. Well, I've dealt with some pretty nice brokers, two as a matter of fact, that actually work on weekends and answer my phone calls, and they were with me during pre-buy inspections, which I've done over 3,500 of so far, all over the world. Yeah, and just last year, I was involved in several citations, and also three Hawker 800 XPs and 850, and a Bombardier 605 Global Jet. And jets are so reasonable today, it's unbelievable. So we're here to make a smooth deal for you. And we know when you buy an airplane, there's routine inspections only go so far. And those maintenance manuals were made sometimes 40, 50 years ago when the airplane was new, what they thought was going to wear out. And over the years, some of them have been updated, some of them haven't. So those mechanics, when they do your phase inspections on your airplanes that you're looking to buy, they kind of don't look outside the box. It's quite common that they fly hundreds of thousands of dollars of defects that isn't covered on the maintenance checklist or the phase inspections. And so that's what we want to get straight. We want to make sure that you don't wind up spending half the value of the airplane in some cases. Back in the 80s especially, it was really bad. We don't want you spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on your next routine inspection. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, that if you are in current inspection status, or if you have inoperative equipment on the airplane, and you don't have a minimum equipment list approved by the FAA, the airworthiness certificate says that airplane is unairworthy. And what does that mean? Well, let's say you have a catastrophe and there's a death suit involved. Well, that's an out for the insurance company. I haven't had any history of them doing that, but it's a possibility, especially some of these cheaper insurance companies. If they could save multi-million dollar lawsuits, I wouldn't be surprised if they give you that bad news. So we're here to protect those deep pockets. And the only way I could think about doing that is to deal with the buyer and the seller getting paid by both parties and reduce the costs in half of our services. The only way I could think about doing that is to start off with the buyer's permission to go to the seller's home base and investigate the airplane. I will find out off the seller what he's asking for the airplane, whether or not that's a reasonable price after my three-day investigation. So let me tell you how this all works. I talk to his flight department. I bring with me a very qualified person. His name is Adam Sipe. Adam is not only an A&P mechanic, but he's also an inspector authorized mechanic. So while I'm investigating these records, I can give any mistakes that are in the FAA file or maybe even filed with the International Registry. You know, yeah, you got to learn about that if you own a jet airplane. And I'll tell you all about that in a future episode. But anyway, Adam can straighten out those mistakes that are in the file, because some people don't realize that people are getting smarter today and they check the FAA files before they make an offer on the airplane. So if the correct information or if there's anything in there that's missing, that might be a drastic deal on the sale price of the airplane. So Adam will correct that. I have interviewed the flight department. I have inspected the airplane. I have also inspected the avionics and have a value factor. And I have talked to the owner. And I could see, head-to-head meeting with the owner, if that airplane could sell at the price he's asking. And then I might suggest another price and the reasons why. Because you might not buy it at that price because there might be a better buy out there. Because we want to get rid of this airplane really quick. And we want you both to be smiling, the buyer and the seller. We don't want any hassle, any arguments. We don't want any negotiations. We want to say, this is the best buy out there, and this is the reasons why. And here are squawks. Here are the things that the owner said he's not going to fix unless you can actually prove it's broken. Because during the flight test, I could not prove it's broken. It was intermittent, maybe. Maybe it's not. It might be something else causing it. So what we're going to do is give that seller a short-term warranty, let's say 30 days, and if we're going to put this in escrow, this money to replace that unit. And if it fails in 30 days, and you can document it fails, either by video or whatever the case may be, then that money is in escrow for you to replace it. And it's going to be replaced if you want it to. We'll give you the money to replace it. So there's another good factor, and this is another reason to buy this reasonably priced airplane, and hopefully it's the cheapest one on the market and at the best price. Now, what are you going to do with that money? The new Trump tax law, which you can review our interview with an aviation accountant, it'll be coming on following this. So get to our website, and I'll talk about that with you when we're on the phone together. We have to deal on the phone together, and the reason why is because we have a million hits on our three websites, Adam and I. Adam's my technical guy, and let me tell you about the million hits. Basically, we have almost over 7,000, getting to 8,000 subscribers to our three channels. We're on YouTube, over 100 videos on YouTube. We're on podcasts. We get 40,000 podcast downloads just about every time we publish one. Mostly every week we try to publish one. We've missed a few weeks. We have a website. Adam did all that. And between all those, last year we had 1 million lookers. We got people calling us up all the time. So we give 30 minutes of free consultation. I'm going to order the FAA files on this airplane to make sure we could even deal with it. And then I'm going to inform you of my findings, and we can do it together, and I can give you an education on what this is all about on a program called Zoom. And you're going to be seeing what I see on my screen, and we're going to go over these FAA files if you want to. If you don't have time, that's fine. I will go over them, and I will post it in the cloud, and I will send you and your friends a link. So if you have your trusted advisors, I could have 15 of them on there looking at this, and they could all collaborate. So how are we going to know what's bad and good? Well, I'm going to explain it going through the files. So that's kind of the start if you want to do that. So honest brokers. So now here's what happens. Adams is a very experienced, a high-tech guy. He's got all kinds of video capturing equipment. He's made all our podcasts, he's made all of our YouTube programs, and he made the website. He started off as a young boy, as a mechanics helper on warbirds and various types of old airplanes, jet airplanes, in Chicago. And then very shortly after that, he was a young teenager, he joined the Marines. And the Marines saw his skills, and they made him, put him on an aircraft carrier on a night shift. He was the last guy to relieve these Hornet jets on the Enterprise, which is now decommissioned. They had the original Hornet jets on there, the original models. And he would maintain that airplane. He was in charge of it. He moved right up to supervisory within a year. He was so good at what he did. And he would tell the ground crew all the stuff to do. He would be ultimately responsible for it as a plane captain. when he got on the flight deck, he had to salute it over to the launch crew. Otherwise, the plane wouldn't take off. Never had an incident. It was good stuff. So they decided to keep him on that job for 8 years. One of the most dangerous jobs in the world. So he got tired of being on a night shift, and they wouldn't let him go. So he got out of the Marines. He also had the GI Bill. So he went to Embry-Riddle and got degrees at Embry-Riddle in aeronautics. And he didn't have enough money to start flying an airplane because he was only making a minimum salary. So that's when he came up to me. I run pre-purchase inspection course because I've been doing this for, 35 years? All over the world. I used to travel to all the countries except the Middle East. I didn't want to go there. But anyway, I bought a lot of jets and had them ferried over to the United States when back in the 80s. That was a big thing. They were really cheap. And now it's the other way around. People are buying them from Europe and buying them to the United States and sending them to Europe. And anyway, so honest brokers, what they do is day number three, I say, Adam, this looks like it's a buyer and seller have more or less agreed on this airplane. So we can go ahead and flight test this airplane. So come on up here, because I know you're working 6 days a week sometimes. You're a lead mechanic right now. Inside of a year that the job I got you in Textron in Orlando, Florida. Textron, as you know, owns Beechcraft. They own Citation centers, all the Citation aircraft. They own all these aircraft. So they're capable of doing pre-buy inspections on all these aircraft. And that's what I do. But I do it different. Sometimes it comes out of their pre-buy and I find another $100,000 worth of squawks. And that happens often. And they got really mad at me for that sometimes. They took away my van to the airport privileges. Yeah, I had to confront them a few times. And they didn't like somebody doing that. But the fact is, their research is a little different. They just go over the computerized aircraft maintenance reports and they kind of kick the tires. They're not thinking, and they don't have time to do it out of the box. But they do charge a lot of money, sometimes as much as $15,000. Because then they order you to go ahead and do that old phase 1-5 inspection. Yeah, and then you got to pay for that. Just the labor on that usually is over $40,000, and then the squawks are extra. And what does it do? It goes through that old checklist. Yeah, that old checklist that they made when the plane was new with a few modifications. But it does identify service bulletins. I already did that. Matter of fact, I did Darrell Waltrip's airplane, the race car driver. He was selling it, and he had an old-time pilot. And the pilot was my age, 76. He decided to give the pilot a blank check. He didn't want to miss a race. He said, go wherever you got to go to fix this airplane. So that pilot went to every Citation center, and the most expensive place to go on an older airplane, he went to every one of them and had that plane maintained for 9 years. So here comes along a corporate pilot, and he's buying it for a wealthy Texan. The airplane only has 900 hours left on it before the engine's got to get overhauled. So it's not 900 hours from now, it's of salvage value. Because the engine costs more than the airframe on these. That was a Citation 560 Ultra. No, it wasn't an Ultra. It was a regular straight 560 airplane. So the corporate pilot comes to me, and he does exactly what I asked him to do. I go to the airplane, and I'm doing this inspection in Nashville, Tennessee. I meet Darrell Waltrip. He says, yeah, I own a car dealership now, and I'm phasing completely out of NASCAR because, you know, people aren't recognizing who I am anymore. So I need to sell the airplane. I don't need it anymore. I'm not going to be traveling. I don't have to be there where I'm going. So I'm just getting out. I need the cash. Okay, no problem. Your corporate pilot is going to be with me, and he's going to make sure we do a good job. So him and I inspect the airplane. And by the way, the airplane was in terrific shape. Yeah, there was $35,000 because it was the entrance step had a crack. And that alone was like $6,000. And it had some stains on the sidewall. And that was caused by they missed doing the servicing the Freon air conditioning system and the air cycle machine, I should say, air conditioning system. And it spilled water, and that made the stains, and I was afraid it, we had corrosion there, so I had to take apart the sidewalls, and so that took a lot of time. But anyway, we got all that done, and it was a really good airplane, and it could make it to 900 hours. There was no life-limited parts in the engines. So then I said, there's only one more thing to do, is to check the service bulletin status. Do you want to do that? It's a little time-consuming. It might take the whole day. So the corporate pilot, he was happy. He says, yeah, go ahead and do it. And don't you know, an hour later, I come up with the RVSM service bulletin wasn't done completely. What? He says, what do you mean? It was done 9 years ago when we bought the airplane at the Citation Center right there in Orlando. I said, well, I don't find an entry here for it. If it's not signed off, it's not done. And this wasn't signed off, this service bulletin. He says, what does that mean? I said, that means you were flying around with a faulty PDAC static system above about 28,000 feet, and you were flying maybe a few hundred feet off and you're only 1,000 feet apart. And do you realize that a few years ago, or just 2 years ago, a Bombardier 605, like the one I did a pre-buy on last year, flew underneath the brand new Superjet, the Airbus 380. And his altimeters were off. Somebody was wrong. Anyway, the wake turbulence at 1,000 feet apart or less caused his Bombardier to turn upside down and bend the airplane. It buckled the fuselage. Fortunately, he recovered by some miracle. He lost thousands of feet and then he recovered. And nobody got injured because they had their seatbelts on. He flew to the, they were over the ocean. One engine went out on him. He flew to the nearest land airport and made a safe landing, and they had to scrap the airplane. The fuselage was buckled. So this could have happened to you. And who was with me? But the Cessna salesman. I said, how come you're here? You're a Cessna salesman. And I love it when a qualified person's with me. I can give him my problems and have him figure it out. I can give him my airworthiness squawks and tell me I'm wrong. Because I don't want to put them on the list to the buyer if it's not right. And very seldom am I wrong. So anyway, he said, well, we bought out Columbia Aviation, Don Bell, out there in South Carolina, Don Bell. I said, man, he was a big dealer. He was selling five jets a week. He said, yeah, he had a sales force of like 15 people. And I said, well, how come you bought him out? He said, well, he wanted the money, he wanted to retire. So now we own him, and we do all his purchases. And he said, well, why are you here? He said, well, we're trying to sell this used jet. And that was part of his inventory. We're trying to sell it to NASCAR and make a happy deal with NASCAR. And if they see Darrell Waltrip had a happy deal and everything went smooth, we sold the airplane, they might buy some of our new airplanes off us, because they need dependable transportation like Darrell Waltrip did. I said, well, good, fix this problem. He comes back to me, he says, it has to go to Wichita. They never did it. Never did that additional service bulletin. I'm sorry about that. I said, it's going to take more than being sorry. Who's going to pay this pilot to fly it to Wichita? Who's going to pay for the operating expense of the airplane, engine reserves, all those things? Who's going to do that? His motel room, how long is it going to be there? And you got to pay him every day there. Plus, he's got to fly the airplane at a lower altitude, and it's taking longer to get there because he can't be up in the RVSM airspace. They said, we'll pay everything. And they did. It was $15,000. And the pilot flew off. He had a completely airworthy airplane, and he hasn't called back about any squawks. I told him, if you have any squawks, call me back. Never called back. He says, everything's doing fine. I called him up 100 hours later on his airframe. He says, yeah, we can fly this plane for 6 years and then scrap it. That's our plan. Because maybe something new will come out in 6 years. But anyway, you know, that's all we got. He doesn't probably need it anymore in 6 years. And we'll have it fully depreciated. We'll do the long term. You know, Trump has a short-term depreciation. You could depreciate it now in 1 year if it's 100% business use. Or part of, you could take part depreciation. So that's what the attorney's going to tell you. I'm not an expert at that, and we're going to follow their advice. So listen to our next video that we're going to publish probably in a few days. And then we can have a heart-to-heart talk about what this is all about, being honest brokers. Oh, by the way, we do encourage you to meet the airplane at the owner's ramp. That's if you decide this could be a deal that'll work for you. And bring your family, because we're going to, if it's a Citation jet, bring your family especially, because we're going to fly down to Orlando. We're going to land at Orlando Executive Airport. I will pick you up in Timbuktu, wherever it is, where the owner is, and bring you to the airport. And then I'll rent a car and pick you up and bring you to the airport. And then your family can enjoy the features of the plane when flying to Orlando, if it's a Citation, any kind of Citation. They can enjoy the features of the airplane. Adam will have a video camera going. So, you know, if there's any questions, it'll be on the cloud for a couple of days. You could download it, or your friends could download it. And Adam will explain what all the functions, all the creature features in the airplane do. How do the TVs work? How does the remote, how does the kitchen work? How does, if you have a flight attendant, how do they cook meals? Things like that. How does the hot coffee pots work? How do you do this? How do you do that? You're going to want to know everything about it. How do you recline the seats if you want to sleep? How do they slide out to the middle of the aisle so you have more arm room? How does the potty work? And what do you do when you close the door of the potty? It can be used for takeoff and landing. Can you use extra passengers with you? Does the airplane have a jump seat? So Adam is working what I call the backside of the cockpit door. And I'm up in the cockpit explaining to the, making a video to explain to your future or present pilot of all the avionics and how they work and how much it costs to upgrade them and what's the latest and greatest, what's good, what's bad, what's squawked, what's not working. If it's a squawked item, I have to document it because then you have that insurance policy for 30 days. So we could send that out to 15 of your trusted advisors, and they can take snapshots, screenshots of anything that they want to ask a question about or anything they might think that's inoperative. And then after this is all over, I will contact them on the phone and go over what they saw and see if it should be added to the squawk list or not, if it's an airworthiness defect. And sometimes it's not an airworthiness defect, it's just the expense of upgrading a piece of avionics. So we'll talk about that. Because after you buy the airplane, you're buying all the liabilities with it. That's right. If they didn't sign off an airworthiness directive, it's your fault. Because you're the airplane owner and you have supervision over the maintenance of the airplane. And that means if it's not signed off, it hasn't been done. And that means that you might not have insurance on the airplane when you need it. You just don't know. So you're the deep pockets, and we have a field agent also that goes around and do these things. Some of the field agents are A&P mechanics, and I also go in person and do other types of pre-buy inspections. But because of my health conditions, I only have 20 days out of the month when I can do that. Otherwise, I'm getting treatment. So I'm with the Honest Brokers. I'm being honest with you. I've done this remote pre-buys and everything else all over the world. Remote pre-buys I could do any place. I did a lot in Africa using a Zoom feature and having a field agent there and sometimes just a buyer there telling him what to do, look at this airplane. And whether you're buying or selling, I hope to get you that money within 30 days.
Thanks for listening to the Airplane Intel Podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope that you'll subscribe to the show and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter by searching Pre-Buy Guys. To access show notes, archives, and other free resources, head on over to AirplaneIntelPodcast.com. To get answers to your questions, drop us a line on social media or send an email to feedback@AirplaneIntelPodcast.com. You can also reach us by phone at 904-290-3870. And remember, owning an airplane doesn't have to be hazardous to your wealth.